Most people who hike and paddle in places like New York's Adirondack Mountains are white. But there are efforts to change that. North Country Public Radio's Emily Russell joined one student group that's diversifying the rivers and trails, one outdoor adventure at a time.
The sun is shining on the banks of the Indian River. I'm in the heart of the Adirondacks with about 30 students of color from SUNY Potsdam, a college just north of here. We're in black wetsuits and snug red life jackets.
All right, so we are about ready.
We're about to go whitewater rafting from the Indian to the Hudson River. I'm in a boat with four women from the Bronx. Right before we climb aboard, I check in with one of them, Regine Tinsley.
How are you feeling?
I'm pretty excited about it. Really excited.
Anything you're worried about?
Falling out of the boat, being too far where they can't reach me.
See, none of these women know how to swim. They're way outside their comfort zones. Still, they wade into the cool water. As we begin to paddle, our guide, Chris Makowicki, previews the day.
So we'll be going through the Hudson River Gorge Wilderness Area. So it's the deepest part of the Hudson. It's also the most narrow. So the water will funnel through that. And we have a couple of class 4 sections.
Class 4 rapids can be pretty dangerous. Within minutes, the water starts to churn. Makowicki yells for us to paddle forward 3 strokes.
4-3!
Water sloshes into the boat. We drop down into the next rapid. The boat lurches, and one of the students falls overboard. Within seconds, our guide grabs a hold of Osiris Alvarez and pulls her back in.
Were you scared?
I was scared. I was like, oh my God. I was like, feet up. It happened so fast. But it was fun, you know?
Alvarez is completely soaked. She's just been pulled from a rapid, and she's smiling. The other women are too. This moment is what today is all about, getting students of color outside, building up their confidence, and showing them they belong here. Clifton Harkham organized today's trip. He's the director of the Center for Diversity at SUNY Potsdam.
I'm from the city, never did any of this stuff, never had money to do any stuff, never thought that I belonged in a place like, nah, I'm just like them.
Recent data from the National Park Service shows that just 6% of visitors to those parks are black. Harkham feels that in the Adirondack State Park. He loves hiking, but says he's often the only black man on the trail. So he founded the Live Now program. He's taken students of color ice fishing, sledding, and now whitewater rafting.
This was just perfect. I got to hang out with people who look like me, got to solve some of the issues in the Adirondacks, and give our students some opportunities that they wouldn't normally get in this region.
As we wind our way down the Hudson, the river starts to flatten out. By this point, the sun is high in the sky, and the students are cheering each other on to jump in. The women grab onto Fatima Kava and haul her back into the boat. These students are in control now. They've rafted through Class 4 rapids, they've jumped in the Hudson, and they've explored a part of the Adirondacks few people ever get to see. As we float towards the pullout, I ask Kava why she ultimately decided to come on this trip.
I did it because my friends wanted to do it. I was like, why not try it?
She's never had the opportunity to do something like this. And she says there were some scary moments.
But I would do it again. I would do it again.
That's the goal, that these students catch the outdoor bug, maybe even become the next generation of paddlers and hikers. For NPR News, I'm Emily Russell in New York's Adirondack Mountains. Mm-hmm.